Now, this week, the Northern Restaurant and Bar Show will be coming to Manchester, providing the North's biggest hospitality show to industry professionals. Now, according to latest stats, the north of the country has led the way for Britain's food and drink industry, with cities such as Leeds, Newcastle and Nottingham topping the growth tables for independent restaurants. Now, overall, growth has proved strong, though, with a widespread boom in the independent sector. So what trends are we seeing for the UK's restaurant industry? That's the question Share Radio's Tom Hill put to Tom Hetherington, organiser of the Northern Restaurant and Bar Show.
I think there's a variety of trends, really. Over the past couple of years, there's been a big push out of chains and groups moving out of London. There's been a lot of money flooding into the restaurant industry, and they all need to kind of show growth to prove that that investment has been correct. They're all looking to roll out. They're all looking to show that their concepts can work in regional cities and smaller cities and not just within the M25. But at the same time, there's been, in kind of contrast to that, a very, very strong independent restaurant scene. There's been certain step changes within the industry. Paradigms have shifted, and it's now easier for entrepreneurs to get into the food and drink industry and get into the restaurant industry than probably it's ever been. So even with the pressures that you see from rising wage costs and rents and rates and competition from the big boys, there's still a huge appetite for these entrepreneurs, these startups, to give it a go and open their own restaurant. And I think we've seen that in the survey, how strong that independent restaurant scene is.
And we're seeing a fair bit of regional variation in some of these results. I mean, Sunderland and Hull, for example, seems to be having what you describe as an unprecedented boom, whilst other ones are maybe lagging behind. But what do you think is behind some of that variation, then?
I think it's a combination of things. Every city, there's obviously nuances and specifics around it. I think if you pick somewhere like Leeds, which performed particularly well of the big cities, it was at the top of the tree. They've got a really strong culture. They've got a good network of support for independent restaurateurs. They've got the Leeds Indie Food Festival, which gives them a platform to promote themselves. And there's an organization called the IFDA, the Independent Food and Drink Academy, that actually exists to support and mentor startup restaurateurs and food and drink businesses. But really, I think it's also a kind of time thing as well. It's a temporal thing. If you look at some of these cities like Sunderland and Hull, they've been underserved for a very, very long time, and it's only now that that latent potential is starting to kind of snap in, and the market or the offering is starting to catch up with where the demographic is. Whereas if you look at somewhere like Liverpool, which was slightly lower, they probably had a big boom in restaurants and independent restaurants about the time they got the Capital of Culture bid back in 2008. And Manchester is an interesting one as well. It's actually got a very mature restaurant industry now, a very mature restaurant scene. And Manchester and Edinburgh together have got more than twice as many independent restaurants as almost any other city on the survey outside London. So I think that stability and that feeling of an established market means it is harder for the smaller independents to start up, but it's making those independents look on the periphery of the city centre or maybe even out to the suburbs, which is another big trend we're seeing.
And one thing interesting here is that the really sort of big established centres don't necessarily seem to be the ones doing the best. London, for example, which is sort of, you know, widely seen as this big cosmopolitan mix of restaurants, actually, it, in some aspects, it's being outcompeted by some of these regional ones.
It is. I mean, it goes back to the, I suppose it's like any business really, or any marketplace. There's a kind of arc between being an emerging market and being a mature market. And you could argue that places like London, Edinburgh and York are quite mature markets. They're long-term tourism destinations. They've always had a heritage of a strong food and drink offering. And that does mean that there isn't as much potential, that there isn't this enormous lag that can be suddenly taken up. But that doesn't mean that these areas are any less rich in terms of the variety of restaurants and the types of restaurants, just that we're not seeing these recent surges that maybe some of the other cities around the country are seeing.
And of course, we do have that variation, but overall, across the country, it looks like the industry is doing fairly well based on these 3-year growth results. Would you say it's a sort of fairly healthy time for the restaurant industry then?
Yeah, I think it is, but I say that with a caveat because it is an incredibly challenging industry. And I think there are things which will make it more challenging still, price rises to ingredients off the back of Brexit, issues with staffing and skills and a shortage of staff, and obviously the rent reviews as well, the rate reviews. So it's not that it's all plain sailing, but that said, it is probably the most dynamic time we've ever had for independent restaurants. And I think a large part of that is down to technology. I think if you wanted to open a restaurant 20, 30 years ago, you had to get a big bank loan, you had to find a prime site on a high street, you had to pay loads of money to advertise in all the local papers. And all of that has changed. Technology has changed everything. You now see people like Gary Usher with Sticky Walnut and Hispy opening restaurants through crowdfunding. People can market themselves purely through social media with almost no outlay whatsoever, and they don't need to jump right in there with a prime site on a high street. A lot of these guys are cutting their teeth with street food carts, with artisan markets, with even supper clubs or pop-ups. And you look at someone like Meat Liquor, I think they started with about a £6,000 food cart, and they now turn over upwards of £10 million a year. So these businesses can grow very, very quickly.
And you, of course, are instrumental in organising the Northern Restaurant and Bar Show this week. Can you just tell us a little bit about that and some of the things happening there?
Yeah, Northern Restaurant and Bar is an exhibition for the restaurant and bar industry, for anyone who's in the hospitality industry, particularly those people who are in the north of England, where maybe time out of the office or out of the kitchen means that they don't get down to a show in London, for example. We've been running for 17 years now, and we have about 7,500 people come through the door. We have 300 exhibitors selling everything, every product and service you would need to run and open a restaurant or a bar or a hotel. We have a selection of theatres where you'll have big name chefs doing demonstrations or cocktail competitions or wine tastings. We run an awards, very well attended awards, which picks out the most important and influential hospitality operators in the north of England. And we also have something called the NRB Debate, which is a paid for set of talks where we have panel discussions and we have a big interview. And this year our big kind of headlining interview is with Gary Neville, ex of United and now property developer and also hospitality operator. His chef, creative director, Michael O'Hare, who recently got a Michelin star for his restaurant, The Man Behind the Curtain in Leeds.
That was Tom Hetherington speaking there, CEO of the Northern Restaurant and Bar Show.